Please join us in praying the prayers of preparation for total consecration to Jesus Christ through Mary, according to St. Louis de Montfort. The prayers are led by Father Adam Streitenberger and may also be found on the stgabrielradio.com website in the audio archive under Marian Consecration.
Invocation of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of the faithful, with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Renunciation of the World, Day 11. A reading from the letter of St. James. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rank growth of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man who observes his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, and goes away, and at once forgets what he was like. But he who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer that forgets, but a doer who acts, he shall be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he is religious, but does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this man's religion is vain. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained from the world. From the writings of St. Louis de Montfort. Inconstant devotees are those whose devotion to Our Lady is practiced in fits and starts. Sometimes they are fervent and sometimes they are lukewarm. Sometimes they appear ready to do anything to please Our Lady, and then shortly afterwards they have completely changed. They start by embracing every devotion to Our Lady. They join her confraternities, but they do not faithfully observe the rules. They are as changeable as the moon, and like the moon, Mary puts them under her feet. Because of their fickleness, they are unworthy to be included among the servants of the Virgin, because faithfulness and constancy are the hallmarks of Mary's servants. It is better not to burden ourselves with a multitude of prayers and pious practices, but rather adopt only a few and perform them with love and perseverance, in spite of opposition from the devil and the world and the flesh. Renunciation of the World, Closing Prayers. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant. In the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries, subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit for the glory of God the Father. Amen. We fly to your patronage, O Holy Mother of God. Despise not our petitions in our necessities, but deliver us always from all dangers, O glorious and blessed Virgin. Amen.